great music, local news, high school sports, real community connection. KLMJ.
Graduation season is here, and many parents are thinking about the perfect car for their soon-to-be grads. Hi, this is Marina Guerrero with First Bank Hampton. We make car buying easy with flexible auto loans and local decisions you can trust. Before you head out to the dealerships, stop in or call us to learn about our competitive rates and personalized financing options. Let us help you get your graduate on the road with confidence. Visit First Bank Hampton today. Congratulations to all our local graduates. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today we are joined by Franklin General Hospital CEO Kim Price. Back in March, it was announced that he would be retiring after 15 years there at the hospital. Going to be talking about why he decided to retire, maybe more Cyclone games in his future. Maybe that's one of the reasons. But Kim, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
So Kim, I guess first and foremost, kind of the big question is, why did you ultimately decide now is the time to retire?
Great question. I think just, you know, age, I'll be 67 when I retire. You know, you read a lot about the go-go years when you retire, and then the slow-go and then the no-go. And I know too many people that waited too long and then weren't able to do the things they wanted to do. Got grandkids, want to travel a bit more. And yeah, love to say some more Cyclone stuff.
Like I said, it was 15 years as CEO, I guess. What are you most proud of at Franklin General Hospital?
I think the biggest thing is just the growth that we've seen over those 15 years, and also the fact that the board and leadership have been really focused on long-term, what's the best long-term. There's a lot of things that we've done that maybe in the short term didn't look like the right things for this month, that month, but years later down the road were the right things to do, and really the focus on what can we do to improve the quality of health care, not just in Hampton, Franklin County, even the surrounding areas.
I would say rural health care has been a topic. I mean, you've hosted U.S. senators, U.S. representatives. So looking back 15 years ago, 15 plus years ago, some of the biggest challenges you may have faced when you first stepped in and maybe how those resolved. I mean, there's still challenges facing rural health care, but what are some of those that you first saw?
Yeah, I think, well, when I first came, we were in the middle of a large building project. In the middle of that, so trying to figure out what's going on, where the office was, what was going to happen, trying to get up to speed on that. And then also just really learning more about, I'd been out of the hospital side of it, running the clinic side and physician side of it for about 5 years. So just getting back in the swing of that and catching up to speed.
So in 15 years, you probably see a lot of changes. What are some of those changes that you saw during your time as CEO, or that is services or on the technological side?
Yeah, it's crazy on the way out. Of course, I do a lot of reflection. You know, I started in healthcare 30 years ago. We didn't have any computers. And now everything's driven on the technical side, technology, handheld, you know, desktops, a few desktops, mostly handheld, laptops, those types of things. But I think, you know, over the 16 years, really seeing more and more of, I think, the challenges around just getting paid. The insurance companies have a lot more control of healthcare sometimes than our providers do, and that's unfortunate.
Don't get me started on insurance. That's a different conversation for a different day. So you talked about the building project that was going on when you first took over. Is there a specific time in your tenure that kind of sticks out over the others?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, COVID, that was probably something that still to this day brings back nightmares. And really, we saw a lot of people step up, do great work. Unfortunately, it was really, we were trying to figure it out as we were doing it. The biggest joke we ever had was, you know, OSHA, who tells us how to do things, came out almost a year later afterwards to tell us how to do things, and it was already too late. You know, we were virtually building the plane, flying the plane, trying to land the plane, trying to figure out where we were going with the plane during that time. But, you know, I was proud of everyone that was involved, all the way from the board to dietary aides or, you know, people in the nursing home, really coming together and making that work for people.
6 years ago. Not a fun time for a lot of people involved, including you in the healthcare. Again, we are joined by Franklin General Hospital CEO Kim Price as we talk about his retirement. That's effective July 4th, 4th of July weekend. Perfect time to step away, I guess. But healthcare, we already kind of talked about this already, but it's changed a lot over the last several years. And you said in your 30-plus years in healthcare, it's probably changed a lot even more. What shifts have been made most impactful locally to kind of help offset those, some of those challenges, I guess?
Yeah, I think really trying to embrace technology, utilizing that, but yet at the same time making sure we've always taken the approach of how will this affect the patients, the residents, their families, and making sure that we're doing the right thing, not just today, but every day, every time that we encounter those folks, and also with our staff, because of their, you know, we've got a great building, but without great staff, that building is really going to be empty.
So what are some of the biggest accomplishments you maybe would point to that patients or the community might not always see, especially behind the scenes?
I think the biggest one is just really doing the things every day that affect our patients in a positive viewpoint. You know, we've been lucky to bring back assisted living back into our care and our work, and we're working with them. Just recently, you know, public health and home health, we're excited to have them within our family. We believe as things move forward, trying to look at the crystal ball, that that's going to be advantageous as we continue to look at care from, you know, virtually from the beginning to the end of life.
Next CEO, you've already probably been talking with him and all that, giving him any pointers on his new role effective here in July?
Yeah, that's still an ongoing position or possibility. They're really looking at applicants, working through that process, never fast, never as fast as you want. But I think really the thing that I would be looking at is, you know, listen to the board, educate the board, work with the board, listen to leadership and staff. The next person obviously will be probably smarter than I am, but I think really just listening and hearing what they have to say, because there's a lot of expertise there that you can use and put into play.
And finally, retirement, now less than 2 months away for you, I guess. What are you looking forward to most as you retire, but also maybe some of the things you'll miss about being at the hospital?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to miss the people, you know, the interaction with them, the facing the daily challenges, but also helping them through those daily challenges. The plan is, you know, we've got a large acreage that needs a lot of work still. So trying to catch up with that, but we'll travel more. We've got two sets of grandkids, ones that are in high school, one that's in college, and then the younger ones that are like 3 and 5, so being able to spend time with them. I'd like to say to sleep in longer, but I've been getting up earlier and not later lately. So
you're that much more excited and retirement's that much closer.
That's right.
We are joined by Franklin General Hospital CEO Kim Price as we talk about his retirement. That's effective 4th of July weekend, last day July 3rd there, I believe.
July 3rd is actually our holiday, so yeah, okay. Maybe the 2nd.
Maybe the 2nd. Okay, even further up. And Kim, anything else you'd like to add about your time at FGH or your upcoming retirement?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity to work with the folks that are there. And it's been a great, obviously, almost 16 years to be able to work with those folks and really work at bringing great health care. And, you know, we've got awards to show that we're doing the right job. And I'm excited about them continuing to make it even better.
Well, Kim, thanks a lot for joining us, and happy retirement to you, and enjoy the traveling as well.
Thank you.
All right, our thanks to Kim Price for joining us on today's Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Spring has arrived, and it's the perfect season to refresh your home. Hi, this is Steph McWilliams with First Bank Hampton. Take advantage of our HELOC and home improvement specials, which are designed to help you tackle renovations big or small. With competitive rates, flexible terms, and fast local approvals, you'll be ready to upgrade your kitchen, add a deck, or make that dream space a reality. Don't wait. Stop by or call today to learn how our team can support your next home project. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.